Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're coming up on the beginning of spring and the end of winter, and there is an important deadline coming up for those who may need heating assistance. And you have some of the particulars. Can you fill us in?
Sure. Residents who are struggling with their home heating bills should apply for assistance from the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program before Friday, April 6th, when the program closes. LIHEAP is a federally funded program that helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. It also provides crisis grants to help in the event of an emergency or if a resident is in danger of losing his or her heat due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. The income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP are set at 150% of the federal poverty income level. So, for example, the income limit for an individual is just over $18,000. For a couple, the limit is just over $24,000. Or for a family of four, it's just about $37,000. Residents may apply for LIHEAP online or by contacting the County Assistance Office in their county of residence. For more information, you can also visit the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services website at www.dhs.pa.gov. Again, that's www.dhs.pa.gov.
And also, as we get into spring, there's a lot of folks thinking about getting out on the road on their motorcycles, and I understand that the state has some new driver training programs for motorcycle drivers. What's going on here?
Well, that's correct. PennDOT is offering new motorcycle safety program clinics in 2018 that are designed to focus on developing operator proficiency among prospective, experienced, and new Pennsylvania riders. Clinics are offered free of charge to Pennsylvania residents who have a motorcycle learner's permit or motorcycle license. The program will offer five revamped training programs tailored not just to hone riders' knowledge, but to test their ability to physically manipulate a motorcycle properly. All training clinics are conducted under the supervision of certified instructors at one of numerous riding ranges located throughout the state. Three of the clinics, the Beginning Rider Clinic, the Intermediate Riding Clinic, and the Three-Wheel Riding Clinic, offer a pathway to earning a motorcycle license. Act 84 of 2012 requires that all permit holders under the age of 18 successfully complete the Beginning Rider Clinic to receive their motorcycle license. For more information or to enroll in a clinic, you can visit pa.msp.com, again, www.pamsp.com, or you can call 800-854-9533, again, 800-854-9533.
And there are some changes coming up for the Pennsylvania Turnpike and the way tolls are paid at certain locations on the Turnpike. What's going on here?
Cashless tolling pilot projects on the Finley Connector section of the Southern Beltway, also known as Pennsylvania Turnpike Route 576 in Washington and Allegheny counties, and the Clark Summit and Kaiser Avenue tolling points in Lackawanna County on the Northeast Extension, or Interstate 476, will be implemented beginning on April 29th. Cashless means there will be no coin baskets or toll collectors along the roadway, and cash will no longer be accepted. Motorists with EasyPass will continue to use the process with which they are familiar. For motorists who do not have EasyPass, an image of their license plate is captured as they travel through a cashless facility. And then using the address on file with PennDOT, a toll bill will be mailed to the registered owner of the vehicle. With the conversion of these two locations, the Turnpike will now have a total of four cashless tolling locations, including the existing locations at the Beaver Valley Expressway and near the Turnpike Bridge over the Delaware River. For more information on the cashless tolling projects, including videos about how the new tolling system works and specific locations, you can visit www.nocashzone.com. Again, www.nocashzone.com.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.